Chief?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You seem to not have a screen, right? It's warming up.
All right, well, it's...
The first case is Brooks Pruitt.
Is Mr. Pruitt, Mr. Brooks Pruitt in the room?
Marine Police Officer Drummond.
Okay, Mr. Pruitt, please come forward. Mr. Pruitt, you don't need to, I don't need to swear you in, Counselor, but Mr. Pruitt, in case you testify, I need to swear you in. Please raise your right hand. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you God? Officer Drummond, you haven't been sworn in. Do you hereby tell the truth, swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you God? Thank you. Please proceed, Chief.
Brooks D. Pruitt. Mr. Pruitt's licenses were revoked for 6 months, September 23, 2014 through March 22, 2015, followed by 1 year of probation, March 23, 2015 through March 22, 2016. A new conviction is a possession of 7 bushels of crabs over the limit of 21 bushels for 28 total, and the Code of Virginia is the authority, but regulation 4 VAC 2270-51. Date of offense, March 18th, 2016. Date of conviction, April 6th, 2016.
Officer Drummond, what can you tell us about this case?
This offense occurred on Friday, March 18, 2016, at approximately 1410 hours in Accomack County. I was at the Wachaprig Town Marina, where I checked a commercial crabber known to me as Brooks D. Pruitt. Pruitt standing to my right. Mr. Pruitt produced his crab pot license, which was for up to 255 crab pots. According to regulation, he may have up to 21 bushels of hard crabs. There were 28 bushels of hard crabs on board Mr. Pruitt's boat, which consisted of 6.5 bushels of jimmies and 21.5 bushels of silks. Regulation 4 VAC 2270-51, Section C4, states between March 17, 2016 and March 31, 2016, the crabber licensed for up to 255 crab pots may possess up to 21 bushels of hard crabs. Mr. Pruitt was issued a summons for having 7 bushels of hard crabs over his possession limit. He was very cooperative. On April the 6th, 2016, Mr. Pruitt was found guilty in Accomack County General District Court, where he received a $100 fine and $86 court costs. He did appear in court back counsel.
Are there questions of the officer from the commission? Yes, sir.
No further questions.
Okay. Would you like to present your side or have your client testify?
I would.
Yeah, please come forward here. Please state your name for the record here. This is all these events are audio tape.
Albert Davis Bug III. I represent Mr. Brooks Pruitt.
Welcome.
Mr. Pruitt is here today, and we can see that he did, in fact, have in excess of the required number of bushels of crabs on that date. We're not contesting the evidence in this case. It speaks for itself. I would point out that Mr. Pruitt has been a waterman for his entire life. He's currently 72 years old. And at the time that these charges were brought against him, he was undergoing cancer treatment. And having difficulty making ends meet at that time. I don't know if it was due to his age or his treatment or a combination of both. He just simply did not understand that the number of bushels that he was able to keep that time for his license had decreased to what it was. So, he was over at 7. It was an honest mistake. He accepts responsibility for that. I believe he was very cooperative, as the officer said, with the officer, and he understands that he was in violation for that. Having too many bushels of crabs on that day. And I simply ask the commission to simply take these matters under consideration, take these facts under consideration, and simply consider reducing the revocation amount of time on his license or extending the probationary period. He just simply wants to be able to continue to work at his old age and continue to do so as long as he can. He understands there will be some repercussions for this and he accepts responsibility for that. So I ask the commission to simply take all that any consideration at bare minimum enforce the recommendation, but we would ask that possibly the revocation time be reduced.
Do you have a preference for a reduction in the revocation time? What do you think would be fair?
Well, I would like to see no revocation time.
That was a softball, sir.
Exactly. I think it was a year. I would like to see something less than that, possibly 6 months. Then get him back out there if you felt like it would be appropriate to extend the probationary period in exchange for less revocation time. That's certainly reasonable. So thank you for your consideration.
Other questions from the commission? Mr. Erskine.
Mr. Bug, did your client understand that he was on probation at the time?
He did. Uh-huh. And he, like I said, it was a simple mistake, which he was very apologetic for, and didn't understand the number changed. He did, in fact, have in excess the number of bushels that he should have had. So.
If I can ask a follow-up question.
Mr. Erskine.
Did your client previously have a crab pot license that did exceed 255 crab pots?
Did you?
Okay, thank you.
Mr. France.
Yeah, question maybe for staff on this. In March, was it a 21-bushel limit and then go to 29 in April?
Yeah, end of March.
And was
changed, yes.
Was this the first year that we had done that?
2014 is when we started that.
That's when you started that? Okay.
Other questions for the counselor? Would you like to have your client say anything? It's your option.
I think we're done for now.
Okay. Chief. Chief O'Reilly, Fisheries Chief, as opposed to Police Chief. What is the staff recommendation?
So just to make sure, here are the previous convictions. You have that in your packet as well. Crabs, some oysters, but mostly crabs. I want to bring that to your attention. There's the license history for 2016 on the left. And here's the guidance from the matrix of sanctions exceeding the bushel limit. Of course, since this was on probation, that also counts. And the staff recommendation is, since they were revoked already, and then there was a probation which ended March 26th, and the violation occurred the 18th of March, the commission's guidelines for sanctions specify that if a person put on probation by the commission fails to obey any laws or regulations relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth during their probationary period, it should result in appearance before the commission on license revocation. In accordance with 282.232 of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends the commission revoke all Mr. Pruitt's commission-issued licenses for a period of 1 year from the date of this commission meeting, June 28, 2016 through June 27, 2017. Staff also recommends the commission prohibit the issuance, reissuance, and renewal of any Mr. Pruitt's license during the revocation period. Staff recommends the commission revoke Mr. Pruitt's fishing privileges within the Commonwealth's tidal waters for a period of 1 year from the date of this commission meeting, June 28, 2016 through June 27, 2017. Staff also recommends commission placed Mr. Pruitt on probation for a period of 1 year immediately following the revocation period, which would last from June 28, 2017 through June 27, 2018. Any failure on Mr. Pruitt's part to obey any of the laws or regulations relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth during the 1 year probation would result in Mr. Pruitt appearing before the commission for another hearing on license revocation.
I have a quick question for Officer Drummond. I understand the bushel limit was exceeded in this case here. Did you go through the bushels even casually? I'm going to ask, were there undersized crabs in his bushel harvest?
It didn't appear to be. I didn't pull through any of them and allow him to pick the ones that he was going to return to the water, which were obviously the silks. Just from glancing at the top of them, it did not appear to be.
Well, that's encouraging. Thank you. Mrs. Cullen.
Question for counsel. The date of the offense, are we looking at up to 5 years?
We are, yeah.
Uh-huh. We went that direction?
Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's true. This offense occurred after July 1st of 2015 here, and under the statute, the commission's authority extends for a duration sanction period of 5 years. Well, the matter is before the commission. Mr. Minor.
I'd like to make a motion that we go with a 3-year probation.
It's a motion for 3 years of probation.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Kellum. Discussion on the motion. Mr. Ballard.
I guess I'll add that this is a very, very serious offense. And normally I would not agree with a probationary period for this. I think what's different about this in my mind is the fact that we were days away from a regulation change. This offense does seem to be different than his previous offenses, which were largely due to undersized crabs or obstructed coal rings. And within a few days, this would have been a legal amount. I'm inclined to agree with the motion.
Mr. Frantz.
Just to clarify, Mr. Pruitt still was on probation, right?
Yes, he was.
And he had previously had his license revoked for 6 months.
Yes, indeed.
That's all.
There's a motion by Mr. Miner, a second by Mrs. Kellum. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
How about a show of hands? 2, 3, 4. Noes. The chair votes no as well here, so that's a 4-4 tie. The motion fails. So a second motion. Mr. Erskine.
I'd make a motion for a 6-month revocation followed by a 2-year probation period.
I'll second.
Motion by Mr. Erskine for a 6-month revocation period followed by a, what was that, a 2-year?
2-year probation.
2-year probation.
Second.
Second by Mr. Neal. Discussions on that motion? I'll call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. The motion passes unanimously. Mr. Pruitt, it's a 6-month revocation period starting today, and then there'll be a 2-year probation. So you lose your licenses. Hold on 1 second. Let me ask for a clarification here from the maker of the motion. Did your motion include tidal fishing privileges or not?
The intent of my motion was to follow the recommendation of staff of modifying the revocation period and adding the probation.
So the answer is yes.
Yeah. So yes.
So that's a yes. But I'm not sure the commission was fully aware that tidal fishing privileges were included in your motion. Mr. Hull?
Just to be clear.
Let's make sure that we're clear and we're all in agreement. That was my thought that was your intent, but let's make sure. So it's a motion to revoke tidal fishing privileges and licenses for 6 months followed by 2 years of probation.
That's correct.
Okay. And you're seconded for that, Mr. Neal?
Yes.
Again, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. So, is that clear, sir?
It is.
Okay. You good?
We're good.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for your time today.
Good luck, Mr. Pruitt.
Here we have Mr. John Durrett.
Let me see if Mr. Durrett's in the audience. Mr. John Durrett?
Charnock.
Officer Tart. Please raise your hand. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Please come forward here and state your name into the record, into the microphone.
I'm John Durrett.
Okay. Thank you, sir. You can step back a little bit here. Chief O'Reilly.
Okay. So, John E. Durrett, Jr., new conviction, possessing undersized whelk, 59 per barrel. And cited under 4 VAC 289030, date of offense, February 19th, 2016, date of conviction, March 8th, 2016, Marine Police Officer Stephen York, which is different than what I said.
Officer, what can you tell us about this case, sir?
Sir, on February 19th at approximately 11:50 p.m., myself and Officer Griffin were addressing the complaint, small whelks being brought into the dock at Rudy Inlet Fishing Center located in the basin. I noticed a whelk boat enter the inlet with no stern light. The Maryland vessel docked and had barrels of whelk on board. I identified myself in uniform, badge displayed, made contact with Captain John Durrett, Jr., the person to my right. I explained that I was there to conduct an inspection of his whelks. I chose the barrel closest to myself. Upon inspection, I found 59 undersized whelk in that barrel. I double-called all small whelks and found them all to be less than 2 3/4 inches in diameter, less than 5.5 inches in length. Captain Jarrett released the 59 whelps overboard at the dock. Captain Jarrett was issued one summons for no stern light and possession of 59 inside the fence. He was cooperative at the time. March 8th, we went to court, and he received a $250 fine. Court cost was $111, and he was tried in his absence.
Any questions of the officer? Thank you, sir. Mr. Jarrett, will you please approach the podium here? Kind of a simple question. What happened here? What do you want the commission to know?
The 59 through the barrel, Mr. York can testify that I asked him to go back through them. I was picking them out of his pile, sitting on top of the gauge. They were not legal. The question I'd like to ask the commission is, I think the commission needs to address their cost measurement rule. It's not clear. It's not. It doesn't protect the people. It doesn't protect the state. Any other state and their rule measures says in their code, it says measure on the world. Any waterman can tell you, you can take a 3 1/4 inch conch and slip it through a 2 3/4 inch gauge if you go in there sideways. Mr. York was not measuring correctly that night, and I said to him that night, I said, you know, you're not measuring correctly. As long as my crew, and his statement to me that night was, he said, well, he said, if you want to fight this, he said, I'll measure all of them, really, which happens. That was his statement that night. He made another statement in his affidavit there that I dumped them overboard. I did not dump them calls overboard. I wanted them calls for the good report. I should have videotaped him that night, but our video camera was dead. We couldn't videotape him. He did not notice me coming into the harbor. He followed me for 4 miles. I am not required to have a stern light on my boat. I'm required to have an all-round light. That's according to Coast Guard.
Did you make these arguments in court?
I was on vacation, and by the time I got home to appeal the case, it went past the 10 days, and I messed up. But I didn't want to, you know, I didn't want to fight it. It is what it is, you know. But I would like for this commission to address the conch measurement rule. It's a lot of watermen out there that the rule is not fair. It's not fair. It doesn't protect the state. It doesn't protect the watermen.
Other questions from the commission? Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, sir.
Officer York? You want something?
I made one comment. I don't know where he got that from that put him out of business, but I didn't tell anybody that.
Any questions from the commission?
And then,
Mr. Tanker.
Would you say, tell us how you did measure?
Yes, I took, picked him up by the small end and dropped him in the circle. If it fell through, and it's small. I took those, put them in a basket, which I have a picture. I'll bring it up and show it to you. I dropped them in there, and they fell through. I also took them and did a 5.5-inch measure, and they were short on that as well. They were short on both the diameter and the length. If you'd like to see the picture of them, I can provide that. I have it back in there.
Any other questions from the commission? Mr. Erskine.
Officer, is this how you have a standard procedure for measuring these whelks
yes,
in the past? You've done this in the past?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. One more comment. He did argue about how I was doing it. He said you can take it, you can sit right on top, and you can balance it, and it'll stay there. I don't do that. He don't have time to do that when he's culling. He's cullboarding. The waterman don't have time to do that. If I take and hold it like this and I drop it and fall through, it will hit sideways and turn sideways and fall through. That's more than usual.
Thank you.
Any other questions? Chief O'Reilly. The staff recommendation is
30 per barrel, by the way, is the tolerance. And so this list says possession of greater than 50% over the tolerance of undersized shellfish. And here you have the matrix for first commission appearance and second commission appearance. Previous convictions, let me go back twice. 2014, 2013, one whelk and two related to crab. Commission's guidelines for sanctions specify that one conviction of possession of greater than 100% over the tolerance of undersized shellfish within a 12-month period should result in at least a one-year probation. In accordance with 282.232, I'm going to correct that and say 50% over. Shouldn't read 100% over, just to make that clear. So it falls in here, greater than 50%. So it would have been 45, would have been at 50%. This was 59. So to continue should result in one-year probation in accordance with Section 282.232 of the Code of Virginia. Staff recommends the Commission place Mr. Jorette on probation for a period of 1 year from the date of this Commission meeting, June 28, 2016, through June 27, 2017. Any failure on Mr. Jorette's part to obey any of the laws or regulations relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth during the one-year probation would result in Mr. Jorette appearing before the Commission for a hearing on license revocation.
Matters before the Commission.
I move that we approve staff recommendation.
Second.
It's a motion by Mr. Minor for 1 year of probation for Mr. Jorette, seconded by Mr. Neal. Discussion on the matter. Yes, sir.
I'm okay with 1 year probation because I feel that I am one today. I got the ticket. You know, as you can see, I've had two tickets from here. I don't have a record of being. If you would back it up to the date of the offense. Yeah, I'm already on probation. You get the ticket. If you get three tickets in a year, you're in trouble. If you would back it up to the date, it's okay. I'm okay with that. You know, my only question is if the commission will address that later. Just what George said, he dropped them for. He stated that himself.
Chief, would you bring this before this issue here that Mr. Jorette identifies before the advisory committee here for discussion?
Certainly. And I will comment that the 5.5-inch length limit was what was in place until about 2001. And then because of breakage of the whorls, the tips, it went to the ring measure. So there are two ways to measure. It sounds like the officer used both approaches. And I will bring this up to the advisory.
Thank you. Mrs. Kell.
Question, same as the last, are we, I guess is the motion taking away the title fishing privileges also?
No, it's just probation.
Just probation, okay.
All right, so it's a motion for a year probation effective today and a second. Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Are there any noes? And the chair votes aye as well here. Mr. Jorette, you got a pretty clean track record here. We will discuss the issue here with the advisory committee, and if they have some recommendations, they'll come before the commission with that. So to that end, I thank you for bringing that to our attention.
What would that be? It's not open hearing?
Oh, it'll be an open hearing with our Shellfish Management Advisory Committee. Yes. So, and they meet periodically here, and it might take a little bit here before this issue can be brought to them, but okay. We'll take a look at that. Thank you. So your probation. Thank you, sir.
Mr. William Moore.
Is Mr. William Moore in the room?
Police Officer Springfield.
I'm Johnny Coates. I'm here representing Mr. Moore.
Thank you. Can I swear in the officer and Mr. Moore as well in case he wishes to testify? Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Terrific. Thank you very much. Please proceed, Chief.
This is a new conviction, possession of uncold oysters, undersized 6.5 quarts, 6.5 quarts. The summons was under 4 VAC 226040. Date of offense, March 31st, 2016. Date of conviction, May 6, 2016. And Officer Springfield again.
Officer, what can you tell us about this case?
Yes, sir. On 3/31/2016, it was a Thursday morning at 10:45. I was at Mitchell Marina checking boats as they came in with the oysters. A boat came in named the Bobby Moore. Mr. Moore, here to my right, was a mate on the boat. But he wasn't doing the culling, the other gentleman, the captain of the boat was. I identified him as a commercial fisherman, looked at the oysters. It appeared that there were several small oysters in the catch that they had. I culled the oysters using a certified stick and a certified tub and found to be 6.5 quarts of undersized shell oysters, and I issued Mr. Moore a summons. The oysters were planted back in the sanctuary. He was set to appear on May 6, 2016, at 9 o'clock in Newport News General District Court. He did appear, pled not guilty, and was found guilty. On that day, he did pay his fine and court costs. The fine was $75 with $91 court costs. During the entire incident, he was cooperating.
Questions of the officer? Thank you, sir.
May I ask a question, officer?
Yes, you may, certainly may.
Officer Springfield, it was a very, very nasty day that day.
Yes, it was. The wind was out of the west, which is James River.
Can I interrupt just for a second?
Sure.
Could you both move closer to the microphone?
Thank you.
Can we repeat your question?
Yes,
please. That would be very helpful.
It was a very nasty day that day, wasn't it?
Yes, sir. The wind was from the west, and that's pretty bad in James River. I rode out with them to plant the oysters.
And I wanted to emphasize when you did, based on talking to the people in the boat, Mr. Moore and the other gentleman, Mr. Moore was doing the tonguing, not the cupping.
That's what they told me from the very beginning that day.
Please proceed, Mr. Cope.
I've done a number of these. I've monitored them.
You do look familiar.
And frankly, I've never seen someone brought before the commission for having uncalled oysters one time in a period of 4 years. And in his particular case, he did have a ticket in 2011 for uncalled or undercalled oysters in 2012. But then there's no violations for approximately 4 years, and then this violation here. I think it's important to consider that on this particular day it was nasty, if this is Officer Springfield said. I mean, it's tough out there working when the waves are out. It's tough to call oysters. That doesn't make it right if it's uncalled, but it was tough. Mr. Moore was doing nothing but tonguing that day and had to rely on his co-worker to do the culling. And, of course, he's going to be, or was penalized for it in General District Court, where he was convicted and had to pay a fine. I would suggest to you, well, one other thing. Mr. Moore has worked on the water, well, since he was a teenager, although there was some periods of time he was a carpenter. Some 40 years he's been on the water, and you see his conviction record. Three uncalled in a period of 6 years, one uncalled in a period of 4 years, and I'd respectfully suggest to you that under the statute, this is maybe not what we would want to determine or conclude as habitually or repeatedly violating the law. I know he's here before you today facing probation, but as he told me, if the commission finds him and puts him on probation, he doesn't feel like he can work anymore with another person. He feels like he would have to go out there and cull his own oysters and do his own tonguing. He couldn't rely on somebody else, as he did this day, because it would result in all likelihood in a revocation. I would suggest to you, under the facts of this case, probation would not be appropriate.
What would you recommend?
Well, I think he was convicted. He paid his fine, and he's on notice that he's in trouble if he comes before you again. I don't recommend the commission do anything, frankly, for one violation in 4 years of uncalled oysters and three violations in 47 years. He was extremely cooperative with the officer, and it was an awful day out there.
So just so that I'm clear, he was doing the tonguing, and there was someone else on board that was doing the culling?
Yes, sir, absolutely. This is Officer Springfield.
Okay. Is there something else you'd like to add? Chief O'Reilly.
License and permits, and yes, there were uncalled oysters in the past. It was 4 years ago. The Commission's guidelines for sanctions specify that one conviction of possession of greater than 50% over the tolerance of undersized shellfish within a 12-month period should result in at least a one-year probation. In accordance with Section 282.232 of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends the Commission place Mr. Moore on probation for a period of 1 year from the date of this Commission meeting, June 28, 2016, through June 27, 2017. Any failure on Mr. Moore's part to obey any of the laws or regulations relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth during the 1 year probation would result in Mr. Moore appearing before the Commission for hearing on license revocation.
Well, the matter's before the commission.
I have a question.
Mr. France.
You returned your oysters to the sanctuary. How many bushels did you have?
I think it was somewhere around 7 or 8 bushels that day, as nasty as it was.
Okay. So that was $300, $350 worth of oysters?
Yes, sir.
Any other questions? Well, all I'll offer here was, the commission's made it very clear over the years that the captains are more culpable than the mates here when we find a violation, especially of culling. These are undersized pre-spawn oysters. Pre-spawn is the key word for me. I mean, these size limits are for a reason. We need two things to have viable public oyster fishery. We need shell for the spat to set on and adults to produce the spat. So that's my observation.
Mr. Moore was not
in that. That's correct.
Okay.
I wanted to make sure that was clear.
Yes, sir.
So to that end, what's the commission want to do?
Another question.
Mr. France.
If Mr. Moore was not the captain, did the captain get a citation?
Absolutely did, and he's here today.
Commission operates on motions. Mr. Ballard.
I guess I'd like a little more clarification from staff, maybe, on whether we have an official policy for color versus, I know with captain we've been very clear in the past.
I think the policy is what the commission debated perhaps a year ago in the cases where there were clearly mates and captains, and at that time there was a higher sanction placed on the captains, but staff has not addressed that, and the law enforcement subcommittee at its two meetings in 2013 and 15 did not forward a policy for that, so it's only been at the commission table where that's been talked about.
I'll offer this. I'd be entirely open to a lesser probationary term. That's just my offer. Mr. Ballard.
Yeah. I will motion for a 6-month probation. I do think that some probation is necessary. It was a violation. And given that he was not the captain or the color, I think 6 months is appropriate.
Second. And our discussion.
Motion by Mr. Ballard, second by Mr. Erskine. Discussion, Mr. Erskine.
I think as much as, and I appreciate Chief O'Reilly designating the situation with a culler and a captain and a mate on the boat, but there's a responsibility when anyone has a license steps on the boat to operate according to the regulations and the laws. So I do agree with the 6-month probation. This gentleman had one prior conviction. The weather was a little bit suspect as well, so I can appreciate and understand that as well. But I do think there's a responsibility stepping on the water and having that license. So I agree with the motion.
Further discussion? I'll call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Are there any no votes?
No.
No by Mr. France. The chair votes aye as well. The motion passes 7-1. It's a 6-month probationary period.
Yes.
Mr. Dennis W. Parker, and the Marine Police Officer is Springfield.
Mr. Parker, please come forward. You've already been sworn in, officer. Please raise your right hand. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Thank you, Mr. Parker. Chief.
It's a new conviction, possession of uncalled oysters, undersized, 6.5 quarts, cited under 4 VAC 226040. Date of offense was March 31st, 2016. Date of conviction, May 6, 2016.
Officer Springfield.
Good
What can you tell us about this case?
Yes, sir. This was the same vessel. Again, it was on 3/31/2016, a Thursday at 10:45 a.m. I was at Michigan Marina checking boats as they came in. Mr. Parker came in driving his boat, Bobby Marie, culled the oysters and found to be 6.5 quarts of undersized oysters or shells. They're allowed 4 quarts. He was cooperative. The oysters were planted back into the sanctuary. He was tried on May the 6th, 2016, at 9 o'clock in New Peninsula General Oyster Court. Pled not guilty, but was found guilty and was fined $75 plus $91 court costs. Again, he has paid his fines and costs on that day. And he was cooperative on that day.
Are there questions from the commissioner, from the commission? Mrs. Cullen.
Was Mr. Parker the captain or the color?
He was the captain of the boat and was doing the culling according to them. Of course, they were at the dock when I approached them, but from the very beginning, that's what they both said.
Thank you.
Any other questions from the commission? Mr. Parker, would you like to address the commission? What would you like the commission to know here?
It was just an honest mistake. I mean, it happens out there, you know, you do it. You get tickets. You call them wrong sometimes. And I haven't had a ticket in 3 years, and I sure don't want no probation because I just got off of probation about 3 years ago. I went for it, and I about lost everything I had. I don't want to go for that again. I lost my license, 3 years ago and got it back. Just a mistake I made that day, and that's it. You know, it's not something I went out there to do. It just happened that day. You know. I've been called 3 times a year, and that's the time that it just happened.
Questions from the commission? Thank you, Mr. Parker.
Got one question.
Mr. Ballard.
So am I reading this right? Your license was reinstated, I guess, just about a year prior to when this violation happened?
A year and a half ago, yeah.
Okay.
Chief O'Reilly, what is the staff recommendation in this case?
The possession of greater than 50% over the tolerance of undersized shellfish, as you see here. And staff recommendation, the commission's guidelines for sanctions specify that one conviction of possession of greater than 50% over the tolerance of undersized shellfish within a 12-month period should result in at least 1 year probation. In accordance with Section 282.232 of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends the commission place Mr. Parker on probation for a period of 1 year from the date of this commission meeting, June 28, 2016, through June 27, 2017. Any failure on Mr. Parker's part to obey any of the laws or regulations relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth during the 1 year probation would result in Mr. Parker appearing before the commission for a hearing on license revocation.
Matters before the commission for discussion and action.
I move to accept staff recommendations.
Second.
Well, motion by Mr. France, second by Mr. Meinecker to levy a 1 year period of probation effective today, Mr. Parker.
Well, how come one gets 6 months and I get a year? That don't make no damn sense.
Well, that's a good question here. My sense is.
Sense is all y'all. What the hell are you talking about? Fuck all y'all.
Can you with.
Mr. Minor?
Is it possible that you can withdraw your motion? And
No, I won't withdraw. He's had his license revoked before. He's the captain of the boat. And I think 1 year probation is getting off pretty easy.
Motion by, just so I'm clear, as I recall, the motion was by you, Mr. France, to accept. Second by Mr. Minor.
That's right.
Mr. Meyer, do you wish to withdraw your second?
Yes, I do.
So there's a motion by Mr. France. I'll allow him to do that. Is there a second to Mr. France's motion for a year of probation? Mr. Tankard,
yeah.
You second that. Is there discussion? Mr. Ballard.
I thought 1 year probation was light, given the fact that for basically the same offense, in addition to others, but for possession of uncalled oysters, he'd already lost his license, had just had it reinstated within a year, and then was convicted of the same violation. I would be in favor of a lengthier probation than 1 year.
That's why there was stuff on my ground, like no corners and stuff like that, that could happen to anybody.
Mr. Parker, you're not helping yourself here at the moment. And I offered that in the spirit of cooperation. So after your outburst and you leaving the room and now coming back here.
Well, I thought it was over.
The commission hadn't voted. Some are reconsidering this. We have a motion and a second here to put you on 1 year of probation. Mr. Ballard just was making a comment that maybe that's not enough. So sit quietly here for a minute. We're going to see how the commission decides, okay?
And to be clear, I'm referencing the December 2nd, 2013, have in possession uncalled oysters.
Is there other discussion?
I just agree with Mr. Ballard. That's my discussion.
Is there further discussion?
After the outburst, and you look a little more closely at the other convictions, you could certainly come over the 2 year probation. I don't think it would be out of line. I'll still support my second, but I would certainly. A friendly amendment would be fine with me.
Mr. Ballard.
I'd offer a substitute motion for a 2 year probation.
Motion by Mr. Ballard. It's proper for a 2 year probationary period for Mr. Parker. Is there a second?
I second it.
Second by Mr. Minor. Is there more discussion on this? I personally feel that a year probation is sufficient in this case. It does put Mr. Parker on notice here that another violation brings him back here and the commission would be unhappy. That's my personal preference, and I think it's entirely warranted for 2 years, but I think 1 year is a fair disposition of this case. That said, I've said my piece. Are there others that wish to continue the discussion? So we have a motion by Mr. Franz for 2 years of probation. No,
1 year.
That was the motion was substituted. So it's a motion, substitute motion by Mr. Pat Ballard for 2 year probationary period, second by Mr. Minor. Correct. Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Are there any noes?
No.
No.
And the chair votes no as well. So the motion passes 5-3. It's a 2 year probationary period effective today, Mr. Parker.
Thank you.
Doesn't help, sir. Doesn't help.
William T. Belvin, new conviction.
Is Mr. Belvin? Mr. Belvin, you, Mr. Belvin?
Yes, sir.
Terrific. Thank you very much.
And two Marine police officers. Officer Holliday and Officer Griffin.
Officer Holliday, have I sworn you in?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Belvin, I need you to raise your right hand. Do you both hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Thank you very much.
New convictions, leaving the dock before sunrise, cited under Chapter 720. 60, date of offense, January 15, 2016. Date of conviction, February 25, 2016. Marine Police Officer Robert Griffin. Secondly, possess undersized oysters, 6 quarts, cited under 4 BAC 221030. Date of offense, December 23, 2015. Date of conviction, February 2, 2016.
Officer,
Yes, I'm Officer York. I'll be testifying and Officer Deputy Pat. Yes, on January 15th, 2016, Officer Griffin and myself were addressing an oyster complaint of oystermen leaving early from the Pagan River. Myself and Officer Griffin were staged at the Pagan River buoy number 10 and observed several vessels leaving the Pagan River about 6:30 a.m. that day. At 6:40 a.m., we made contact with Mr. Belvin, who was in his vessel and had a hand scrape on board the vessel, departing the river according to him, and ordered him back to the dock at Brown Seafood. Mr. Belvin was issued a Virginia summons for that. Sunrise was 7:18 a.m. that day. We actually staged at 10. There was a bunch of boats that come out. There was a radio call to let everyone be aware that we were there at buoy 10. And once all the boats came out, they saw us. And it was a mad dash in reverse for all the boats to get back into Jones Creek before we could get to them. And once we got to them, I read all the boats' names that were down, they were away from the dock, and pulled back in. And that's when we issued probably six or seven summonses that day.
That was in the mouth of the Pagan River, too.
Any questions to the commission or the officer? Thank you, Officer York. Officer Holliday.
Yes, sir. December 23rd of last year at 12:15 hours, I was underway monitoring the James River oyster harvest. Observed a commercial fishing vessel, I believe it's pronounced Angria, with four occupants operating off of Days Point, Isle of Wight County. Boarded the boat and found William Thomas Belvin to be one of the four crewmen on the boat that day. Did cull one bushel of oysters from an estimated 20 to 21 bushels of oysters on board. Found it contained 6 quarts of unculled oysters. All four were charged with unculled oysters. Four VAC 20-260-30 and released on summonses. His court date was in Isle of Wight County, February 2 of this year. He was found guilty. His fine was $100 plus court cost of $89.
Questions from the officer of the officer? Thank you, Bob. Mr. Belvin.
Yes, sir.
What can you tell us about these events? What happened here?
I was actually with my father on the vessel that we left earlier, which isn't mine. This is not my vessel. I had nothing to do with it. We left a little early. We wasn't actually paying attention to the time. I actually look at the sun more than I do the time. You see the sun start to come up. It's time to leave and go do your work. They were out there, and there was a radio call. Everybody turned around, started running back in because everybody's worried about getting a ticket or any kind of condition. The oyster ticket that I got from the officer of the 6 quarts, what is the regulation for the officer to take the oysters and put them in the tub? Is he allowed to move around the pile, or is he allowed just to shovel straight into the pile? How does that work?
We have a procedure here that's been put in place for many, many years here. The officer or the chief can explain how the standard operating procedure is for establishing that.
My understanding is it's from the pile and...
Anywhere in the pile?
Anywhere in the pile.
Yeah. And same spot or can go anywhere at any time he wants to shovel, like all over the pile?
Usually they're going straight into that area.
Yeah, okay, that's what it says into the paperwork. He's supposed to go straight in instead of going all over the foot. Well, the officer, he did his job right. He called us fair. I'm not complaining about that. The only thing I complain about is at the foot of the pile when you're culling, and the easiest way that I can explain to you all is when you're culling and you're not paying attention to, you have one that's a little under, or you got one that's a little too small, or you have one that's stuck to an oyster, and you got to try to beat it off without killing it. The officer, you just, when you shovel into a pile, you just take it straight in. You don't move around the foot because it rolls down to the foot of the pile. The officer did, which I have video if you want to see it, and moves over the pile a little bit to make sure you get a ticket, to receive that ticket. I haven't had any convictions. I've never been arrested. I've never been in trouble in my life. The only time I've ever been in trouble is these tickets. I got two kids. I work for them and my wife.
and I try not to get into any kind of trouble. It seems like the only trouble I've ever been into is actually working.
Questions from the commission. Mr. Frantz.
Yeah, how long have you been working as an oysterman?
All my life, sir. Let me rephrase that. I did frame for a little while because I got out of it a little while. I got tired of being around my father doing a couple things. It's hard to be around family and working with family all the time. But I've been in the water business all my life.
Yeah.
And these are like the only tickets I've ever been convicted of.
How long have you held a license?
Huh?
How long have you held a license?
Since I was 17 or 18. Since I was 18, I think. I believe so, sir. I'm not 100% positive on that, but I think so. I actually have the four-number license, so I have there's no zeros or anything in front of it. From what I understand, it's a longer holder, card holder with the four numbers. So I've had it for a long time, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Erskine.
Mr. Belvin, when you're talking about the tickets, are you referring to the one in 2011 or these tickets?
These ones here. The ones in 2011, the only conviction that I got on that was Michael Morris, which is in paperwork, and it was when y'all decided to, I guess it's not y'all, everybody decided that they want to put the oysters in a basket instead of trying to, when you come to the dock, you have to shove the oysters out into a tub, and then you have to dump them in the basket, and then you got to put them in the tubs, and you have to close them. Well, I guess the commission, y'all came out with that we can go ahead and shove them in the basket because it was very close to a good bushel. But Michael Morris gave me and my father the ticket. You can hold the oysters, and he has pictures of this. Y'all probably have the pictures. You can hold the oysters in your hand at how many we had over, but he still wrote us a ticket. And from what I was told, I'm not 100% positive. I didn't read all the information. I thought you were allowed one bushel over, but you were not allowed to sell that bushel. I guess you got called, or somebody said that you have a little bit of a limit. But other than that, no problem.
Mr. Belvin, I think that's a wives' tale. Wives' tale. That's,
yeah,
that's
never
not
knew
true.
About 100% on that, but I do know that I didn't have a lot of them. I was not like trying to steal anything from anybody. I mean, you can hold the oyster, and he took pictures of them and we went to court for it. I still got convicted of the crime, but I mean, you wouldn't even get started if they would have bit that little oyster, you know, a tub.
Other questions from the commission? Mr. Belvin, I guess you're making an argument here with the possession of undersized oysters,
yes, sir.
6 quarts, which is 2 quarts over the tolerance. I mean, these are undersized pre-spawn oysters.
In the video, which I do have, the video shows that it's not exactly 6 quarts. It's only like a 1 oyster, 2 oyster, or 5. I'm still 5 quarts. I mean, I'm still convicted of crimes. But that being said, I mean, all my life, I've never had handcuffs on me. I've never been in trouble in my entire life. And the only time I get in trouble is to go to work. I get punished 10 minutes, 12 minutes to go to work because I went too early. Because I want to go to work?
Well,
I mean, that's
before sunrise isn't an unreasonable expectation. That's been in the law. It's been in the Code of Virginia in the law for at least 50 years. This is not a new thing. I hazard to guess it was approved long before you were born.
Yes, probably, yes, sir.
Just a guess. And there's a safety component in that, too. I mean, we have vessels out there racing out and then racing back because there's a Marine police vessel out there that's at dawn.
I mean, we actually have runoffs, too. You have to have lights. I mean, before you leave the creek, you have to have runoff tangle lights. You have to have everything on.
So, Chief O'Reilly, what is the staff recommendation in this case?
Sir.
For these two cases?
William T. Belvin. So the staff recommendation is the commission's guidelines for sanctions specify that one conviction of possession greater than 50% over the tolerance of undersized shellfish within a 12-month period should result in at least a one-year probation. In accordance with Section 282.232 of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends the commission place Mr. Belvin on probation for a period of 1 year from the date of this commission meeting, June 28, 2016, through June 27, 2017. Any failure on Mr. Belvin's part to obey any of the laws or regulations relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth during the one-year probation would result in Mr. Belvin appearing before the commission for a hearing on license revocation. And my understanding from the staff, from law enforcement and fisheries management, that prepared this that they didn't dwell that much on the half hour before sunrise leaving the dock.
Matters before the commission for discussion and action. Mr. Miner.
Yeah, I'm looking at his record, and it's almost clean. So I'd like to make a motion if we go with a six-month probation.
That's a motion by Mr. Miner here.
I'll second.
He's a nice fellow.
I'll second that.
I'll second. Motion for 6 months of probation. It was seconded by Mrs. Kellum because she was closer and she yelled into my good ear. Sorry, Mr. France.
That's all right.
I generally try not to get in trouble. I don't want to stand in front of you for no reason at all. I'd rather be working today to tell the truth.
Not in this weather.
Well, yes, I would.
A motion and a second here to put Mr. Belvin on probation for 6 months, effective today. Discussion. Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Are there any no votes? The chair votes aye as well. Seems to be a fair disposition. Mr. Belvin, it's a six-month probationary period. Dot the I's, cross the T's, make sure your call is good. Don't race out before dawn. Thank you, sir. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Mr. Anthony T. Belvin.
Is Mr. Anthony T. Belvin in the room?
Marine Police Officer Holliday.
Mr. Belvin, please raise your right hand. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Thank you, sir. Chief?
The new conviction, possess undersized of oysters, six quarts, cited under 4 DAC 22-1030. The date of the offense was 12-23-2015. Date of conviction, February 2nd, 2016. Marine Police Officer Steve Holliday.
Officer Holliday, what can you tell us?
This is the same boat. He's another crewman in the boat that we just had with Mr. William Belvin. All the details are exactly the same. I would like to, when it comes to calling, Mr. Belvin is absolutely correct. He called from the same spot. I make every attempt to shovel from the same spot. When I get done calling, I typically try to call on the call board if I can. That way everybody on the board can watch exactly what's going on. It's a lot easier for them to monitor what I'm doing. I encourage them to say something if they've got an issue with me while I'm calling. As soon as I get done calling, everything that I've called, I lay out on the call board separate. I ask everybody present if they've got any issues at all with what I've done, and I proceed at that point in space. All the comments I got that day, if I remember correctly, were positive. He was charged with the same charge. His court date was the same day, February 2nd. His fine was $100 plus the $89 court fine.
Mr. Belvin.
Sir.
Please step in front of the microphone. What would you like the commission to know? What would you like the commission to know, and what you would like the commission to do?
It was just a mistake that was made. Try my best not to let it happen again.
You were a mate on this ship, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Is there anything else you want the commission to know?
It was very professional.
It's good to hear. Is there questions from the commission?
No question.
Mr. France.
How long have you been working on that?
I've been licensed waterman about 3 years.
3 years.
But I've been on the water a lot.
Thank you.
Mr. Belvin, is this the first time you've been in trouble here for a natural resources violation? No priors at all? Never had to go to court?
Yeah.
And anything like this?
No.
Okay. Mr. Erskine?
In light of Mr. Belvin's lack of prior previous convictions, I'd make a motion for a six-month probationary period.
Second.
It's a motion by Mr. Erskine. A second by Mr. France, because he yelled loudest into my bad ear, for a six-month probationary period. Are you acceptable for that, Mr. Belvin? I mean, not that you have a choice, but I wanted to make sure that you're not terribly upset. Any discussion? Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. So that's a six-month probation period. Dot your I's, cross your T's, make sure everything is right on the nose, you're good to go.
Yes.
If you go with the officer here, he'll give you a notice here that spells out your appeals rights if you want to take advantage of those.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Belden. Stay safe.
Mr. George N. Furman and Marine Police Officer Steve Holliday has the case.
Mr. Furman. Please raise your right hand. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Thank you, sir. Officer Holliday.
Yes, sir. Mr. Turnbull is the last individual on the boat in question today. He was the captain of the boat. His court date was the same fine. Everybody on the boat is very fine today.
What would you like the commission to know? And what would you like the commission to do?
Well, I'd say that Mr. Holliday was very fair. Some of his ethics, I'll have to shovel orchard and stuff, is Mr. Belden was explaining that, you know, it's could be a little bit more desired for. Me personally, this is my second conviction since 1983. I've been working the war since 1977.
We didn't even know about that one.
Yeah.
Well, I will tell you what it was for.
Oh, please.
You remember back years ago, you've heard of the freeze?
Yeah.
I ran out of money. When license came due, I didn't have money to get a license, so I went to work one day to try to do it. Got busted.
What year would have that been?
78.
How do you remember that?
It's not hard when you go through a winter like that.
Okay. Are there questions from the commission? Mr. Furman, you were the captain of the vessel, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Chief O'Reilly, what is the staff recommendation in this case?
Staff recommendation, the commission's guidelines for sanctions specify that one conviction of possession of greater than 50% over the tolerance of undersized shellfish within a 12-month period should result in at least a one-year probation in accordance with Section 282 of the Code of Virginia. Staff recommends the commission place Mr. Furman on probation for a period of 1 year from the date of this commission meeting, June 28, 2016, through June 27, 2017. Any failure on Mr. Furman's part to obey any of the laws or regulations relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth during the one-year probation would result in Mr. Furman appearing before the commission for a hearing on license revocation.
Matters before the commission for discussion and action. Mrs. Kellum?
Due to his history or lack of history, I would make a motion for 6 months probation.
Second. And dueling seconds there. It's a motion by Mrs. Kellum here and a second by Mr. Neal. There are discussions on that. I'll call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Are there any no votes? And the chair votes aye as well here. Mr. Furman, you have an exemplary record for all these years, and I congratulate you for that. Unfortunately, this was an offense that was serious enough to warrant the commission to place you on probationary period for 6 months. 6 months probation. Dot the I's, cross the T's, make ever sure everything is right on the nose, perfect, and you're fine. You're good to go. So if you go with the officer, he'll give you a letter that will explain your appeals rights. So it's a probationary period for 6 months. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Furman. Francisco Prado in the room? Please come forward, sir. Please raise your right hand. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Officer Holliday.
Thank
you. All right. Chief
O'Reilly. Possession of undersized oysters, 6 quarts, cited under 4 VAC 20-260-30, the date of offense, January 27, 2016, date of conviction, February 23, 2016.
Officer Holliday, what can you tell us about this case?
This offense occurred on January 27th of this year at approximately 1350 hours. I was monitoring the James River harvest at Deep Creek, had occasion to call and catch of a commercial oyster boat that had come into Deep Creek. Mr. Prado was the coalman. He was a crewman and responsible for the culling on the boat that day. Did cull one bushel of oysters, found it to contain 6 quarts of unculled oysters. I did issue him a summons for unculled oysters. He was very cooperative. Mr. Prado's court date was scheduled for the 23rd of February. He prepaid on February 16th. His fine was $100. Court cost was $89.
Any questions of the officer? Mr. Prado, would you please come forward here? What can you tell us about what happened that day?
Well, there was the last week, and I work in a Scala boat for 30 years, and I know how to pick a Scala, like U-12, 10-20s, 20-30s. I'm working with an old man, 70 years old. He don't got 3 fingers. And that week, he got problems for his son. He's in the hospital. And that day, he received phone calls. I said, I got this. He start picking and stuff like quick. I said, I got this. So I just buy my license last year. This is my first time I work in the oceans. And a lot of people, they say, be careful. They explain me how it is, and I try my best. But this old man, he don't listen to me. He's like, he's the captain. He's the boss. So I'm like, okay. So we got caught that day. That's what happened.
So he was the captain, and you were responsible for culling.
Yes, and he tried to help me so we can finish quick. And I said, I got it. It's still early. But he received a couple phone calls for his son. He was in the hospital. So I said, we got it. Well, let's go home. I don't want no ticket. Because that was my goal, not receive no tickets at all. I planned to buy a little boat in the future. So I was disappointed with the man because I just knew and received the first ticket, and I was really disappointed. So that's all I can say.
Other questions from the commission? What is the staff recommendation, Mr. O'Reilly?
Staff recommendation. The commission's guidelines for sanctions specify that one conviction of possession of greater than 50% over the tolerance of undersized shellfish within a 12-month period should result at least a one-year probation. In accordance with Section 282.232 of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends the commission place Mr. Prado on probation for a period of 1 year from the date of this commission meeting, June 28, 2016. Through June 27, 2017, any failure on Mr. Prado's part to obey any of the laws or regulations relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth during the one-year probation would result in Mr. Prado appearing before the commission for a hearing on license revocation.
Mr. Erskine.
Mr. Prado, do you plan to stay in the oyster fishery?
Yes, sir. I buy my license because I've been fishing a scallop for so long that I want to stay.
Mr. Prado, would you move over here to the microphone? We audio tape all of these.
This was my point. It was my purpose to buy the license so I can buy my little boat in the future and start working in Scala boat so many years to be with my family. So I was disappointed when that happened. It was my last week. I was almost go fishing back in Scala. That's what I paid the ticket before the court, but I got to go back fishing.
Thank you.
Mr. Prado, just so that I'm clear, you've never had a ticket before? How long have you been a commercial waterman?
About a year. I buy last June or July.
Okay.
About a year. That's my first time I worked.
Okay. What does the commission want to do? Mr. Erskine?
I appreciate that you're new to the fishery and your honesty with what you described. And maybe the sooner you can get your own boat, you'd be better off than being on another boat. I'd make a motion for a 6-month probationary period for Mr. Prado.
Second. So motion by Mr. Erskine, second by Mr. France for a period of probation for 6 months. Is there a discussion on the motion? I'll call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Are there any noes? The chair votes aye as well here. Mr. Prado? Appreciate that you're new to the fishery here. Got to make sure you do it all correctly.
Yeah, I want to do my best.
Dot your I's, cross your T's. You'll be in good shape in the long run if you do that. It's a six-month probationary period. And I can tell you from a personal standpoint, I hope I don't see you back here, Mr. Prado, under these circumstances. If you go with the Chief of the Marine Police here, he'll give you a letter that spells out your appeal ranks. Thank you, sir.
Mr. Michael D. Diggs.
Is Mr. Michael Diggs in the room? Mr. Diggs, please come forward. Counselor, I don't have to swear you in here, but Mr. Diggs, I need to swear you in. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Thank you, sir.
New conviction, hand scrape without permit, cited under 4 VAC 2720-90, date of offense, December 8, 2015, date of conviction, January 14, 2016, Marine Police Officer Robert Griffin.
Officer York, are you handling this case? What can you tell us about this?
It's on January 5th.
January 1 here. You mean December 8th?
So on December 8th, 2015, Officer Griffin was on a special assignment working with the U.S. Coast Guard approximately 12:15 hours. Officer Griffin and the U.S. Coast Guard team made contact with Mr. Diggs aboard the vessel Miss Heather in the James River. Mr. Diggs was actively oystering using a hand scrape. When asked to see his hand scrape permit for the James River, Mr. Diggs stated he did not have one. Mr. Diggs was issued a Virginia summons and escorted to the condemned area off the James River Bridge to dump his oysters. Mr. Diggs was not cooperative with Officer Griffin or the U.S. Coast Guard personnel. On two occasions, Mr. Diggs, while dumping oysters, would stop, look at Officer Griffin, and yell, excuse the expression, you're a motherfucker.
We've heard that expression earlier today.
And he was found guilty in his absence.
Guilty in his absence.
Yes.
Okay. Are there questions from the commission? Thank you, Officer York. Counselor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Seriously, I don't want that kind of promotion.
Please state
your name for the record.
Yes, Romeo Lumabin on behalf of Mr. Diggs.
Welcome,
may
sir.
I ask a question of the officer?
Yes, you may.
Officer York, with regard to what you recited earlier, you're simply reading Officer Griffin's report in this case,
correct?
You had no contact with the vessel on that day? So you're not aware of who was driving and how many other people were on the boat?
No, from my statement.
Okay. And, I'll get that. And with regard to the criminal history that's posted on the screen, were you familiar with that prior to today? The only, with regard to the commission, the only error I would point out with regard to what's listed on there would be, I guess what I'll refer to as the third bullet, the date of offense, January 4, 2005. That matter was actually dismissed by the New Bernice General District Court.
Thank you very much. We will correct the record. We will correct our records as well.
Thank you, Judge. Thank you. Your Honor, may I question my client?
Sure. Would you please have Mr. Diggs come closer to the microphone now?
Habit, Your Honor.
That's a habit too, isn't it?
Mr. Diggs, you recall the incident on December 8, 2015?
Yes, sir.
With regard to, you heard the report that was read by Officer York, is that correct?
No, sir.
But what did he testify today?
No, sir.
You didn't hear what he just testified?
I heard what he said, okay. But it's not correct.
Okay, with regard to this, what is the name of the boat you actually operate?
The Miss Captain.
Okay, and that's the vehicle you were
yes,
piloting that day?
Yes, sir.
Now, with regard to your crew, how many individuals were on the boat with you? Okay. And one of them is present with us today, is
yes,
that correct?
Sir.
Mr. Tim Lindsay?
Yes, sir.
Who's sitting in the audience. Now, when the Coast Guard and the officers came into contact with your boat, who was actually dumping the oysters?
They were. I was driving the boat.
Okay. And did you participate at all in any of the dumping?
No, sir.
Okay. You simply were piloting the boat.
I was driving the boat. The tide was flying. I was at the bridge, and I was handling the boat, and they were dumping the oysters. I never spoke to Mr. Griffin.
Okay. Now, you heard the report that was summarized say that you were not cooperative?
I never spoke to him.
Okay. What about the U.S. Coast Guard personnel?
Very cooperative. Very nice.
Okay. And with regard, did you hear anybody using any type of vulgar language with any of the officers?
I was in the tide at the James River Bridge carrying me to it, and I was holding the boat off. I wasn't really happy, but I didn't say anything, and I didn't call anybody anything.
All right. Now, with regard to the criminal disposition of this matter, you were fined $150
yes,
in I Love White General District Court, correct?
Yes, sir.
And you've satisfied that obligation?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Diggs. Please answer any questions the commission may have for you.
Sure. Other questions from the commission? I guess I have one. Did you have a hand scrape license?
I didn't. I have a hand scrape $350 license. This was the free permit. This wasn't the drudge license. This was the free permit. You go down to the tax office and get to go. This was not my drudge license.
Okay.
I had my drudge license and my waterman's car.
Okay.
And I didn't have the free permit. That was the only thing.
Okay.
And I had the one the year prior to that. He has all of that.
And it's your testimony that you did not use that language towards an officer?
No, sir. No, sir, Rick.
Okay.
I've been doing this 50 years, and I've never had a charge like that for nothing like that yet. I don't know why I was going on that. No, I didn't say anything to him.
And are there other questions from the commission? Mr. Erskine.
I understand that your counselor discussed the conviction date of offense January 4, 2005. Are all the other convictions correct?
Yes, sir. And what that was is Ed Guy was the officer, and he called my crabs, and he got 26 crabs. I was allowed 35, and he had to go to his color chart to finish finding them.
Thank
Most
you.
Of them will call the black ones, and if you're not found, they'll let you go.
Any other questions from the commission? Officer York, do you have anything to add to this in the interest of justice?
Yes, sir.
Chief O'Reilly, what is the staff recommendation in this case, sir?
Staff recommendation. The commission's guidelines for sanctions specify that one conviction of harvesting oysters without the proper gear license within a 12-month period should result in at least a one-year probation. In accordance with Section 282.232 of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends the commission place Mr. Diggs on probation for a period of 1 year from the date of this commission meeting, June 28, 2016 through June 27, 2017. Any failure on Mr. Diggs' part to obey any of the laws or regulations relating to the marine resources of the Commonwealth during the one-year probation would result in Mr. Diggs appearing before the commission for a hearing on license revocation.
Yeah, it doesn't matter at this point.
Counselor, is there anybody else you'd like to call here?
Your Honor, I would certainly make him available to the commission, but if I could talk from Mr. Lindsay, was the other crew member on the boat?
I'm trying to help you out here.
I'll call him, Mr. Lindsay.
Mr. Lindsay, please raise your right hand. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, sir.
Please step in front of the microphone. State your name for the record.
Timothy Lindsay.
Mr. Lindsay, what do you want to tell us about what happened that day and what you saw?
Well, we was just got down to Austin. We caught our limit. We was on our way in. And we didn't. See, they just changed that law. You used to have to get your free for a minute when you renewed your license. And we didn't know that. That's why we didn't have it. I mean, it was a free permit. And he made us dump all our horses overboard. And I thought that was fine enough. That was $800-900 for horses. And he did not cuss nobody. That's not true.
Did anyone?
No, sir.
Now that makes me ask the very logical question. Are you saying the officer made that up?
Appeared to me he did. I was aboard there. I never heard nobody cuss nobody.
It does make me wonder why an officer would make something like that up.
You tell me.
I'm just musing.
He's not God. I swore to God right here what I said is the truth, and I'm not going to say something lie about it.
Okay.
Just because he's an officer don't mean he's God, you know.
I know that well.
Well, I mean, I understand that, but he was very unconsidered, very bad mannered, very bad. And 2 weeks ago, he come aboard my boat again, and he is my wife's agent on her license. Was pouring down raining. I had 29 bushels of oysters. I have a license to catch it. The 29.
You mean crabs?
Yes, sir. Crabs. Excuse me. We into oyster. But anyway, yeah. And he come to me pouring down raining, and I had two licenses right on my antenna, 2016. And he wasn't satisfied that this man here is her agent.
Okay.
Hold on a second,
Mr. Diggs. We are now getting way outside of what we're here for.
Yeah, but I mean.
Mr. York, Officer York.
I was there that day.
Yeah, you were.
And we're just doing an inspection.
He was very cooperative.
But it seemed like you had an attitude with
I didn't ever speak to him. I just said you have a problem with the license.
All right. Let's back this up and calm this down. Is there any other testimony either of you gentlemen would like to make in regards to this issue that's before us, which is the December 8th issue concerning the permit and whoever said something that they shouldn't have?
All I would like to say is when they issue your license, they should give you a letter and let you know that you're supposed to get that permit. It used to not be like that. You would get your permit when you renewed your license in January.
Okay.
And we didn't know that. That's the only reason we didn't have it. It was free. I mean, why wouldn't we have it?
It was an honest mistake.
That's helpful. Thank you, Mr. Davis. Counselor, is there anything else you want to add here?
Just comments, please. With regard to the events that happened on that day, as the chief's presentation showed, that my client has been licensed in prior years. With regard to this particular matter, he did offer to go in the dock to get the permit, and he immediately did so once he docked, and I believe the commission has a copy of that. They actually dated it the day before, December 7th, 2015, for whatever it's worth. And another officer was kind enough to deliver another permit dated December 11th, 2015. But as my client indicated, this is not a situation where he was trying to avoid paying the rightful fees to the Commonwealth. All of the licenses that required some compensation for, he took care of that. With regard to this free permit, he obtained it as soon as he realized that he was in violation of that. Now, with regard to his prior record, as you can see from looking at it, it's been almost 9 years since he's had a violation with the court or before this commission. He immediately got the permit as was required. The commission's also aware that he has been punished in this case with regard to what happened in the Isle of Wight General District Court. And while I appreciate the staff's recommendation of probation and not taking my client's license, I'm asking the commission to consider a significant downward departure from that recommendation. I've heard a lot of what's been going on today. I guess that's the benefit of being able to go last. A lot of the individuals before you received, well, the recommendation was a one-year revocation. It's been reduced to 6 months. Just some differences between my client and some of those, though, Your Honor, with regard to the first case involving Mr. Pruitt, his 1 year was reduced to 6 months. He was already on probation at the time of the incident violation. With regard to the third case, the Moore case, who was represented by counsel, from what I heard, he had one type of violation within the last 4 years, and another type within the last 6 years. His 1 year was reduced to 6 months. As I indicated earlier, my client has not been in violation of any of the water laws for almost 9 years. I think some sort of credit has to come with that. With regard to the first Belvin case, that individual, although he had no priors, came before you all with two violations, as opposed to one for my client. His matter was also reduced to 6 months probation. This was an honest mistake, as my client pointed out. The Commonwealth was not out any money as a result of this. There was no malice on my client's part to try to do something wrong. He just made a mistake. And we believe that the criminal conviction is enough of a punishment and sanction in this case without the commission imposing some additional administrative punishment in this case. My understanding, though, is not that I expect my client to come before you all again, is if the commission opts to take no action today with regard to his license. Certainly, if he comes before you all again, that could be taken into consideration in the future. The fact that he was convicted in court and the commission opted not to do anything this time. So he knows what's at stake. He knows this is his livelihood. You all know that. And I would just like to think that nobody's perfect here. I can't tell you what happened on that boat. We could all speculate as to what may or may not have happened. But sometimes people just make mistakes. doesn't mean they have to be punished additionally, and I would ask the court to consider just dismissing this matter with a warning.
Chief O'Reilly. Never mind. I don't have a question. Got it resolved. Is there anything else here from the commission? Any questions that anybody has? And the staff recommendation is for your probation. What do you all want to do?
I would make a comment that the Pruitt case, we did not, we revoked his license. That was not a 6 month probation. It was a 6 month revocation.
It was a revocation period.
So that's a difference.
Yes, sir. I stand corrected.
And I guess I would make another comment. In every other case we've had, the officers reporting very cooperative. This one we have very uncooperative. And so that changes my attitude. Without this very capable attorney, my inclination would have been to go over staff recommendation. But with this very persuasive attorney, I'm more inclined to go with staff recommendation. So that would be my motion.
Second.
It's a motion by Mr. Neal and a second by Mr. Erskine to put Mr. Diggs on probation for a year. Make a comment here. I'm not as nearly concerned about the lack of a hand scrape license. I don't know who said what that day. I really don't.
I know you don't.
But in the off chance that you did say something like that, no. Mr. Diggs, just let me say my piece, please. That will very much change the dynamics of my vote in the future. These officers are out there doing hard work, as are the watermen, in terrible hours. They don't get paid. The officers don't get nearly what they're worth. I expect them to be treated with respect for the jobs that they are doing. They're there to protect the resource and to protect the watermen, too. So I'm not saying you said it. I don't know if you said it. But if anybody's in the sound of my voice here, people that use that kind of language that an officer doing their duty, they're not going to get an open, warm, heart, fuzzy feeling from me. To that end, I'll support the staff recommendation. I'd even be willing to go a little bit lower than that, but that's up to y'all. So we have a motion by Mr. Neal here for 1 year of probation. It's the second by Mr. Erskine. Are there other questions, comments, discussion, anything that anyone at the table wants to say? I'll call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Are there any no votes? The chair votes aye as well here. It's a year of probation. Dot the I's. You heard me say it, Mr. Diggs. Dot the I's, cross your T's. Make sure you. Okay, I don't have to say that all again. Thank you, sir. Counselor, that was well done.
Thank you. You all have a good day. Stay safe.
And don't call me Your Honor.
Sorry, habits.